When you have chronic offense and strife in you, it increases cortisol levels, which many times your frustration and strife is showing when you have that big belly. That big belly is a sign of strife and frustration to many people, not to everyone, but to many.
Did you know that allowing strife to operate in your life can actually cause sickness and disease in your body? Find out more from Kenneth Copeland and his special guests, Dr. Don and Mary Colbert, next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday's edition of The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I just started laughing here. I get so excited. I get around Doc Colbert and Mary, and you can't shut him up long enough to get the camera on where you can find out about it. And I finally had just said, "Will you shut up till he turned out?" And I got tickled over it. Father, we just thank you for your word today. We are so excited about you, Jesus. We can't shut up. It is good news that we can be in good health and prosper even as our souls prosper. And Lord, we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture, just as you closed yesterday, scripture that just, it's one that the Lord used to really, really renew my mind and just jerked a whole lot of slack out of me, was where there is strife. Well, in the first place, the Lord had me to do a word study on the word strife and discordance over all the way through the Bible. I was like this after I got through all that. It was outstanding. One of the places it said that the people that oppose themselves, Satan takes them captive at his will. Whenever he needs them, sure. He just pulls their string. Mm-hmm. But the thing that really just grabbed me at the close of yesterday's broadcast was, where there is strife, there is confusion, and every evil work. Mm-hmm. All
Amen.
Of it.
Amen.
It is all present.
Amen.
In that strife. Now, every evil work, we were talking yesterday, cancer is a it is an evil thing. It is an evil work.
Absolutely.
Sickness and disease is an evil killer. Well, then the strife, emotional root of bitterness, and the more you water it, the more hole that root has to just keep it functioning, puts the body into a destructive,
absolutely,
continual evil work all the time.
Well, what it does, and what people do not understand, is the physical, the emotional, the mental, and even the spiritual effects of offense and bitterness and strife. It's all the same. And just like Proverbs 6 tells us, these six things the Lord hates, no, there's seven are an abomination. The last one, number seven, is he who sows discord among the brethren.
Yeah.
The person who stirs up strife and offense. And it says in Luke 17,
we've not only had that, we've been famous for it.
Oh, my.
I mean, the Christians haven't had a reputation of love. They've had a reputation of sowing discord.
Amen.
Brethren.
Amen. And this is what Jesus prayed right before he went to the cross, that we would be one, as he and the Father are one, that we'd be united, not have all these different beliefs and all these denominations. But Jesus told us that it's impossible that offenses won't come, but woe unto him through whom they come. Paul also said in Acts 24, he says, I exercise myself to be free of offense toward God and toward man.
It takes practice. You have to work at faith to do it, don't you?
You have to.
Isn't that then when you introduce the good fight of faith?
It's a fight. Now, the thing that it does to our bodies is our bodies weren't meant to harbor bitterness and offense.
No, we weren't created for that. No.
Because what it does, it simply sticks our stress response, similar to that stuck accelerator, to the floor, so the blood pressure starts to rise. People start to get angry. People start to lose their peace. They can't sleep at night. They start to get tired. They start to literally get depressed.
Anxious.
It stirs all these emotions. It's the entryway to many of these deadly emotions. But what it does to our bodies starts to raise our cholesterol, starts to grow belly fat. See, when you have chronic offense and strife in you, it increases cortisol levels, which many times your frustration and strife is showing when you have that big belly. That big belly is a sign of strife and frustration to many people, not to everyone, but to many. Because what it's doing, the cortisol, is causing your body to deposit belly fat down. Now, when you have belly fat, you unknowingly sign up for 35 major diseases, including heart disease, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, sleep apnea, acid reflux, high cholesterol, 35 major diseases associated with belly fat. Also, over a dozen cancers associated with belly fat. Also triples your risk of Alzheimer's. Jesus received 39 stripes on his back to heal us of every one of these diseases, but by choosing to harbor strife, offense, and belly fat, we are signing up for 35 major diseases and over a dozen cancers and Alzheimer's disease and most every other disease.
Let's stop right here. I heard the word of the Lord. I heard the Spirit of God say this. I heard it in my spirit. This is Dr. Colbert was talking. The moment he started talking about belly fat, you got offended. Now don't look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. You're talking about, I carried me one of them old big bellies for years and years, and you know why? Because of the meanness that was in me and the root of bitterness was in me was where that thing took hold. And it was there even after I accepted Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. The results of this thing was there. And you start talking about my big belly and I get mad at you.
Oh, sure.
Well, now that's the very thing we're talking about. If you can't take correction, you'll never get the direction. If you can't get the direction, you can't ever get the protection.
Amen.
If you can't get the protection, you're gonna get sick, man.
But too many people are approaching this as a hardware problem instead of a software problem.
Wait a minute, we gotta minister to this right now.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus, we take authority over offense. Now, you speak this out loud. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I refuse to be offended.
Amen. Yes. I
refuse to be offended.
I open my heart and my mind.
I open my heart and my mind.
To be corrected. And perfected. And I receive it. Yeah, I'm easy to be taught.
I'm easy to be taught.
I'm teachable. I'm not touchy.
Fretful. Envious.
Or strifeful. I will not be that way. I walk in love. Now deal with your feelings. They're your feelings. Deal with them. You tell them what to feel. They don't tell you how to feel.
That's so good.
And take it. You can do it. Just stand up there and say, yeah, bless God. I'm stronger than this. I can do this thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, all of that's lined up there in the fourth chapter of the book of Mark, where he said, these are things that the word sown on stony ground.
Amen.
They heard the word, immediately received with gladness, have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time afterward when affliction or persecution arises. For the word's sake, immediately they're offended.
And they blame God.
And anybody else that didn't get in the way of my pudding.
The word.
No.
The word can never be sown deep in the heart. You can never yield 30, 60, 100 fold with a spirit of offense. That's that wayside soil. They're real shallow. They never understand the deep revelation of God. They're real shallow people that are offended.
You can see why the Lord referred to the people as stiff-necked people.
Yeah.
You can see it.
And, now just... You used a scriptural term for shallow and made somebody mad. You did it again. Now, well, he called me shallow. Well, don't sit there and prove that he's right. Now, come on, just gut up here and get real. Amen. And obey the Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Colbert don't even know you. He's not making you mad just to get to talk to ugly. I'm sitting here next to him. You understand? Now, I have an opportunity here to take offense and be shallow.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Or I can say, I refuse to be shallow.
Amen.
I'm not going to be shallow. I'm not going to let that get to my emotions. That emotional thing.
Yeah.
And The church has just opened itself inside out for emotional, oh my goodness, he has racially profiled me. Well, why? Well, he thinks I'm black. Well, are you black? Yeah. But he thinks, yeah, but look at your pretty white self. You can sit there and say that. I'm not a white man. I'm a red man. And I used to face it all the time when I was a little kid, because every time the Indians would win, it was a massacre.
Yeah.
And every time the white guys would win, great victory. And the music was always, but dun, dun, dee, dun, 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 there come the dumb Indians. Dun, dun, dee, dun, 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 dee, dun, dun. Yeah, play that stupid music.
I never thought about that.
And just sit there and just get mad. I'm 9 years old, I'm mad at them, you know. But hey, profile is right here. This is the profile.
Amen.
You can profile me all you want to. I don't care what you think. But when I find my prosperous profile right here in this book, and it's Jesus and the love of God, and you can't offend me. You can't. You can call me what you want to, but you can't offend me.
God loves us so much that he wants to give us truth. You know, he says, you shall know the truth, and it is the truth that will set you free. And when a person who is hungry for truth, truth will be given. They want to hear deceit. Deceit is what they're going to hear. But truth will bring forth life.
It's the way you measure it, isn't it?
It is. Totally.
The way you measure it is the way it's going to be done.
Let's take heed how you hear.
And take heed what you hear.
What you hear.
Amen. But I realize this message will offend a lot of people because they have a spirit of offense, that they've got huge bulging offense muscles, and they got real weak love and mercy and forgiving muscles.
We've been practicing that offense for years and years and years.
Right. They have pool stick muscles.
But see, Paul said it best in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32. He says, let all, not some, but let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put far away from you with all malice, and be ye tenderhearted, kind to one another, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven you. And that's part of the love commandment. People leave that out of the love commandment in 1 Corinthians.
It's not the love suggestion, is it?
It's the commandment. And when you read the love commandment in 1 Corinthians 13, part of that says love is not provoked. Another translation says love keeps no record of wrongs. And so I realized a lot of people are offended at this because a lot of people...
You remember Billy Brown saying, and she said, I had a list.
Yeah.
I kept a record book of wrongs done to me. She had her little book, and she told Gloria, she said, my little book, I'll put you in my book.
But we are commanded, according to the love commandment,
better
get rid of that book. And we better listen to what the Word of God says.
And it's amazing. I'm sure people watching go, what is a medical doctor doing sitting here talking about deadly emotions, talking about offense?
Because I have seen over the years in 25 years of practice that the spirit of offense is at the root of so many diseases, especially cancer, especially fibromyalgia, especially chronic fatigue, especially autoimmune diseases. I usually find a spirit of offense. Sometimes I have to help them. I practice forgiveness therapy in my office. You say, why is a medical doctor practicing forgiveness therapy?
Well, you have to, don't you, doctor?
I have to take these people through forgiveness and literally help them to enable them to forgive through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we help them forgive. then their bodies generally will start to heal. But it literally unsticks the stress response. It helps get rid of that anxiety, that anger, that depression, that bitterness, that hatred that is so destructive for the body. Mm-hmm. See, these emotions, our body wasn't meant to harbor these emotions. It's kind of like poison or putting acid in a container, but it consumes the container it's in. Not only does it consume the container with disease like cancer and heart disease and high blood pressure because it constricts the arteries, it causes that stress response to become stuck. And the same incredible stress response system meant to save our lives by enabling us to run from danger or fight with fury so that we can live, when we have that stress response stuck, we end up stewing in our own stress juices, which rises our blood pressure. It becomes high, causes belly fat to form, causes our blood to become sticky so it clots, so we get more blood clots.
You're
causes...
burning up your own life force, aren't you?
Absolutely. And plus, you're signing up for it. Poisons every relationship. It literally alienates you from the deeper things of God. Sure, you'll be saved, but you will not enjoy the blessings that you were entitled to on this earth. And so you don't live long on this earth. You live short when you have the spirit of offense.
When you're ministering to somebody, and they've come to you, and they're a willing person. They want out of this.
Sure.
The natural world has realized finally where a whole lot of this is coming from. But what they try to do to cure it makes it worse in the fact that they want to continue to dwell and deal inside that strife and all of that.
Yeah.
That doesn't get it out. It reinforces it.
It's a bitter root that has to be cut. It has to be cut at the base because, again, it says in Hebrews, watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grow up to trouble you and corrupt or defile many. Because, see, not only will that destroy you, it'll defile many. It'll defile every relationship you're in. It'll hurt your relationship with God.
This is actually the message that God has placed and done in our heart right now that we're going around
again,
the churches
what
and
I
preaching.
Try and tell people, when people attack obesity, which is the main health care problem in this country, it's obesity. Obesity is at the root of most every health care issue. Sure. We have an epidemic. 67% of Americans are overweight or obese. And 34, just this year, obesity surpassed overweight. 34% of Americans are obese, 33% overweight. It's also in our children. Back 20, 25, 30 years ago, only 5% of children were obese. Now it's 17%. So in another 20, 30 years, we'll probably have 34% of our children obese. Realize that belly fat is what's killing Americans. Back four decades ago, the average man had belly fat of 35 inches. Now it's 39 inches. The average man's waist size around the belly button, around the love handle, some men wear it down low, have that, so they still can get in that 32 pant, but they have a 48 waist, okay? But they say, no, I still get in my 32 pants, but their belly fat, if you measure around the belly button and their love handles, the average male waist size is 39 inches. Now listen to the women. The women have gone from a curvy 30 inches 40 years ago to 37 inches, almost as big as a man. And literally 39% of men have too much belly fat. 60% of women have too much belly fat, and that is what's killing Americans. Mm-hmm. But if we simply talk about food, that's not going to work.
That's not going to work.
You've got to reach the spiritual and emotional mindset stronghold issues. If you don't start tearing down these mindsets, these imaginations, these strongholds, and replace them with what the Word of God says.
You can't do it without the Word.
You can't. It's impossible. You have got to put faith in. You've got to tear down these negative mindsets of strife, of complaining, of offense, of anxiety, of depression. I call them the deadly emotions. Because if you don't tear those down and you get stuck in strife or chronic stress, fear, just mild anxiety, not even pathologic anxiety. 26% of American adults have a diagnosable mental illness. That's more than 1 out of 4. Mm-hmm. And that's not including all the people overstressed. No wonder we have an epidemic of this. And the church should be leading the way out of this, but it's not happening. The church has just as much mental illness, just as much obesity, just as much disease. And we're out to change that. We want to literally help train the churches to appoint ministers of health in the church to start with the mental mindsets and strongholds and the imaginations and tear them down and start literally, if we can't crucify this flesh daily, if we can't do it daily and lay this flesh on the altar and start walking the love walk and program the software of the mind with the fruit of the Spirit and with the love of God and judge everything according to the love walk, according to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be anything virtuous or praiseworthy, think on these things. And according to Ephesians 4, 31, 32, let all bitterness go. You've literally have to let those scriptures become your gatekeeper of all thoughts that enter into your mind. If that thought does not line up with that word, if it's not true, it may be true, but is it honest? Is it just? Is it pure? It's not pure.
Is it lovely?
Is it lovely? You shackle
it. Well,
that.
It's true. Yeah, but it ain't lovely.
Well, you judge it.
A good report.
Well, you judge it.
You know, everybody's heard this because it's the favorite line of the gossip. Well, you know how I love Pastor.
But
here it comes.
Here it comes.
And so, well, yes, but now, I'm telling you right now, it's true.
It's true.
But it wasn't a good report.
That's right.
And it not being lovely, not being joy, amen, not being a good report.
Amen.
You ought not even be thinking about it, much less spreading it around.
So you judge it, you shackle it, and just like what you said, you sentence it to life in prison without parole.
Amen.
And when you do that, and literally when it comes back again, you can't even enter in.
How'd you get out? You just get on back in there where you belong.
Yeah. And see, what's happened is Christians have received the Spirit of God. They've been born again, but they've not had a software change. They've not spent time in the Word. They've not learned to walk the love walk. They've not sanctified their temple. They've not crucified their flesh. They're still walking in strife and complaining and bitterness and anger.
You get offended every time you talk about any of these things.
And when you get into this, literally, you are signing up for all of these health diseases, for obesity, for depression, anxiety, anger, bitterness, hatred, as well as it's affecting every relationship. Your relationship with God is destroying your body.
And your marriage. And your family.
Sure.
And your church. I mean, it
spills over. It spills over.
It's nothing new.
It's right. You know what you were saying last night when we were talking, and about how, in order for the church to go to the next level, for us to go to the next level, we have to see the greater works being done.
Amen. We got to deal with it.
We got to deal with this.
Amen. Well, praise God. Don't go nowhere. I got some things I want to ask you. Amen. We'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher welcome you to the Behind the Mission Weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, April 8th and 9th in the Westin Charlotte Hotel. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, celebrating 35 years in Canada, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Event Center. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. God's got a great life for you, starting with getting and then staying in shape. It doesn't have to be difficult. With just a little time, you can be on your way to health and fitness for life. Take charge of your health and get lasting results with the Health and Fitness Package, which combines two books and a downloadable exercise video. I Can Do This Diet by Dr. Colbert puts the power of your brain and body chemistry to work to help you lose weight and keep it off. It's full of new medical breakthroughs and practical tips. Get Fit and Live by Dr. Colbert and his son Kyle Colbert takes the guesswork out of exercise and helps you understand how much and what kind of exercise you need to reach your goals, get healthy, and be fit for life. They'll show you how to lose weight quickly and easily using just 7 exercises for 7 minutes a day. It's all part of a health and fitness package that gets you started on the journey to living well and enjoying life. Order the health and fitness package today at a special 40% savings for just $25. This new package includes 2 powerful books by Dr. Don Colbert, Get Fit and Live, and I Can Do This Diet. For product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call 800-600-7395. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland. For these and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Let me show you how this works. You start here, and then you do this. Now, these will help explain step by step by step what this is saying and doing in order to release the power of this to accomplish what you must have in the time that you and I live in order to get our callings accomplished, in order to get done what God's Amen. Called us to do, what God's blessed us to do, and what this whole... I'm telling you what, we're watching our nation implode on itself for these very same reasons. But you and I are the blessing light of Jesus right in the middle of all this. And I can tell you right now, Doc, why I enjoy your writing so is because you write in, now do this, and you do this, and this, and this, and this, and this is how you do this, and this, and it will produce this.
Amen.
And when you do that, I can accomplish it because in Christ Jesus, in the Word, we can do anything. There's nothing in this world order that faith won't overcome. But if you don't know the steps to get there, if you can't read a checklist, you ain't never going to make it. That's just all there is to it. Oh, but you can make it big time if you got some help. And that's what these works are for. And I just can't thank you enough for allowing the Lord to use you and to produce. We come up with somebody says, well, what about, and I said, wait a minute, let me get Doc's list of books. I know he's written about that. He's written about everything that there is. And we appreciate it, and we thank you for it.
Praise you. Word saturated.
We've got some things to get into tomorrow that you have to be there. We'll see you then. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on The Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.